should be tax sugary drinks. Jimmy Oliver is calling for a tax of 7p per tin of soft drink to improve children's health. He says the tax would improve health, generate £1 billion a year. He wants the government to use the money to prevent childhood obesity and diet-related disease. Fionnuala Meredith, the commentator, Emma Wolfe, the commentator, with us this morning. What do you make of this, Fionnuala?
Morning, Stephen. I think this is just more of the sugar panic that we've been seeing over the last number of months, indeed years. It's simplistic, it's hyper-emotional. We saw in Jamie's film this reliance on shock tactics, you know, people getting amputations, kids' rotten teeth being extracted. Got to remember, yes, there's an obesity problem, but sugar is only one small part of the causes of that. Sugar isn't toxic, it's not a poison. It's not as addictive as crack cocaine. It's just a way to make your rhubarb crumble taste nice.
Emma?
Look, let's not sugar this one. You mentioned the NHS waiting list, Stephen. The fact is, we are facing a crisis. British children are among the most obese in the world, and it's not just the odd decaying tooth. Children had more teeth extracted. 26,000 children had teeth removed under general anaesthetic in hospitals last year because of sugary drinks. And you can see young children having sugary drinks in their bottles when they should be drinking water and, you know, if not water, milk. This is a total crisis. Excess consumption of sugar leads to obesity, diabetes, amputation, and death. It ultimately leads to death. And we know that if children are overweight when young, that leads to obesity, you know, that leads to overweight adults. And that is a terrible legacy to give our children.
I think we should also credit parents with some sense. You're talking about, you know, parents giving kids sugary drinks in their bottles and so on. Sure, no one's going to say that's a great idea. But, you know, there are plenty of parents that don't do that. I think there's a heck of a lot of demonising of parents and treating them like idiots, treating them like children themselves. And I think more than that, consumers seem presented as some kind of, you know, object to be pushed around by you know, the demonic food industry, by government. It's all about how can we get people to change their terrible ways? When do we ever see people being informed, yeah, of potential implications of their diet choices and educated? That's all fine, but then left to make up their own minds.
But the thing is, can I just say, the food manufacturers are very, very clever. I agree with you that adults shouldn't be treated as idiots or infantilized. But the food manufacturers are clever with the amount of sugar and salt that they put in the food. And it's not our fault, but it makes it addictive. It makes it very Moorish. And what they do is they get it to that point where you need more. It's not nutrition. It's not satisfying you. It's not filling you up. It's just, I mean, 9 teaspoons of sugar in a can, in one can of fizzy drink. That isn't anyone's fault, but that is just way too much. 20 teaspoons of sugar in a small diet yogurt. You know, we know that they remove the fat, they remove the natural fat, and they load this food and drinks up with sugar.
But let's not, yeah, that's rotten, of course, and, you know, I don't want to eat that kind of stuff, but let's not pretend that people are just dupes of the food industry. We're all capable of reading a label on the back of a packet.
But and why is obesity rising so much then?
Hang on a minute. Yeah, sure, quite often the sugar content, there are ways to disguise that. But, you know, again, come back to this point that, you know, no one is loading up our trolleys with sugary stuff except us. And, you know, so I think there's a case for personal responsibility here. I'm not keen on the machinations of the food industry. But, yeah, I know, but you can't just discount it either. And I come back to the other point is that a whole lot of factors play into obesity, like sedentary lifestyles, massive portion sizes, the tendency...
Overwhelmingly, we know 90% of obesity is down to what you eat as opposed to, you know, exercise and things like that. Overwhelmingly, it's down to exercise. And, you know, look, we've accepted that you need tax on alcohol, on tobacco, on other damaging substances. And actually, you say sugar isn't toxic. Well, rats in laboratory experiments have become more addicted to sugar than to cocaine. So
you see, that's what I'm saying, is I think this is all getting too hyper-emotional, and I actually don't think it's helpful. Yeah, of course, it's a good idea to curtail your sugar intake, but let's not get it out of proportion. It's just part of what we've got to look at. But it seems that this is just so much of this debate in general. I'm not just talking about our conversation. Zeroes in on sugar. Sugar is the thing. And actually, I think it's far, far more complicated than that. I also think it's worth making the point that obesity levels, well, we're talking about obesity epidemic. Sure, it's a problem, but obesity levels for the last 10 years in the UK anyway have flatlined.
All right. Listen, Fionnuala and Emma, thank you very much indeed.